It's nighttime in the big city. Freshly fallen snow turns gray in the gutter. The waitress returns home, happy to take her shoes off. It's Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan.
Background, our old friend Slim Gaylor finding the connection between laughing and rhythm. Not that much of a leap, because there is definitely rhythm in laughter. For the next hour, we're going to examine the involuntary, unconscious activity known as laughter. We can consciously inhibit it, but we can't consciously produce it. It's impossible to laugh on command. You can fake an orgasm, but you can't fake laughter. Starting things off, the rockabilly performer with a mile-wide country streak. He recorded for Sun and had his own unique sound. Here's Ernie Chafin, laughing and joking.
Well, I'm laughing and joking. Find a fool a heart that is broken. Trying to tell myself that I don't. So I'm laughing and joking, trying to fool a heart that is broken, trying to tell myself that I don't love you no
Northern Mississippi native Ernie Chafin. He's laughing and joking, hiding somehow the way he feels. A lot of people laugh and joke, no matter how they feel inside. The tradition of the sad clown goes back at least to 1892, when the opera Pagliacci was written. An opera about the saddest of clowns. Enrico Caruso's recordings of the arias from Pagliacci were the first records to sell 1 million copies. In 1987, in the movie The Untouchables, Robert De Niro, as Al Capone, was attending a performance at Pagliacci. He cried when he saw it. His henchman, Frank Nitti, comes in and tells him he has just killed Chicago police officer Jim Malone. De Niro then stops crying and begins to quietly laugh in a reverse of the Pagliacci theme. Clyde McFadden was one of the most emotive singers. Last week, we played his song, The Bells. 2.5 minutes of singing and weeping. Here's the other side of the coin with a song called Everyone's Laughing. I'm not so sure he's that happy about it, though.
Everyone's laughing, 'cause everyone knows I loved and lost you, but that's the way it goes. I thought you were mine, I felt so proud, but since you're gone, everyone's laughing out loud. They stand around, yes, and signify, although it hurts me, I hold my head up high. Let's start all over, why can't we agree, 'cause everyone's laughing at me. Just as soon forget. Although when we broke up, I wasn't to blame. Everyone laughing at me, just the same. Other friends I just as soon forget. Although when we broke up, I wasn't to blame, but everyone laughing just the same.
Clyde McFadden, Everyone's Laughing. Sometimes if it sounds like everyone's laughing, maybe they're not. Maybe it's canned laughter. Canned laughter is a laugh track that uses the artificial sound of audience laughter, often pre-recorded and inserted into TV comedy shows. The first TV show to incorporate a laugh track was the Hank McCune Show in 1950. Nowadays, laugh tracks aren't used that much. I was at the golf course and I ran into Chuck Lorre, who created the TV shows Sybil, Grace Under Fire, and 2.5 Men. I asked him if he ever used canned laughter.
Actually, Bob, there's no canned laughter on 2.5 Men or any of the shows I've shot. They're all done in front of a live studio audience, so the sound you hear after those jokes, that's real people laughing. If there's anything unusual that you might hear, it's the same guy laughing all the time at every joke on every show, and that's me, and it's not so much laughing as the loud shriek of relief that the audience is laughing. You might want to use a 7-iron there. Oh, nice shot.
You know, I wonder if canned laughter would sound good on Theme Time Radio Hour. Let's give it a try. Hey, not yet. 3 out of 5 people go to psychiatrists. The other 2 are psychiatrists. I was at a restaurant. I said to the waiter, "There's a needle in my soup." He said, "I'm very sorry. It's a typographical error. It's supposed to be a noodle." Well, I don't know if that's going to work for me. This is Theme Time Radio Hour, Laugh Fest. Ha ha. Henry Ward Beecher once said, Mirth is God's medicine. Everybody ought to bathe in it. Some people don't want you to laugh, especially when it's at their expense. Here's Charlie and Ira, the Lubin Brothers, with a song that requests that you don't laugh. These are the same guys who recorded an album with a cheery title, Tragic Songs of Life. Here are the Lubin Brothers. Don't laugh.
If I cry when I kiss you, when we say goodbye, don't laugh, don't laugh. If I say I've always loved you and I will till I die, don't laugh, don't laugh. I couldn't ever find another life, no use for me to try. I beg of you, my darling, please don't laugh if I cry. If I say I've always loved you and I will till I die, don't laugh, don't laugh. Honest darling, I'm not teasing when I say you are the best. My darling, please don't laugh if I cry. If I say I've always loved you and I will till I die, don't laugh, don't laugh. When I say my darling, please don't laugh if I cry. If I say I've always loved you and I will till I die, don't laugh, don't laugh.
There's Charlie and Ira, the Lubin Brothers. Don't laugh. One guy people laughed at had one of the worst public embarrassments ever. His name was Douglas Corrigan, but you might know him better as Wrong Way Corrigan, because of what happened in 1938. He flew from New York to Ireland. That would be great, except he was supposed to be going to California. He seemingly misread his compass. For Americans who were caught up in the midst of the Great Depression, Corrigan's mishap provided a great deal of much-needed humor, and Wrong Way Corrigan became a national folk hero.
There's a lot to be said for making people laugh. Did you know that's all some people have? It isn't much. But it's better than nothing in this cockeyed caravan.
You know, doing a show about laughter isn't all fun. Or funny. A lot of times people laugh just to keep from crying. And other times the tears come unexpected on the heels of a laugh. It's like Leonardo da Vinci once said, between the expressions of laughter and weeping, there was no difference in the motion of the features, either in the eyes, the mouth, or the cheeks. Here's Big Joe Turner saying pretty much the same thing. Here he is, laughing about the affair, telling all his friends that he doesn't care. After my laughter came tears. Big Joe Turner.
I saw you leave. I laughed and said I never grieve. But after my laughter came tears.
myself. Nobody knew what I went through.
Big Joe Turner, After My Laughter Came Tears. You know, I feel a little guilty. Here I promised you a show about laughter, and it's one tearjerker after another. Why don't we raise the roof a little and see if we can cheer everybody up? Here's Jimmy Rivard and the Oklahoma Playboys. Jimmy was born into a musical family from Oklahoma. He moved to Texas and started a band. It was his band, but they didn't play for very long. By 1939, Jimmy had had enough of the traveling musician's life, and he quit music at age 30. He became a San Antonio policeman. He never made another record. But here's one he did make, Lose Your Blues and Laugh at Life.
Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. You'll find the sun laughing at life. No road is lonely if you will only smile through your tears, laughing at life. Now live for tomorrow, be happy today. Come on, laugh all your sorrows away. Start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up. Lose all your blues, laughing at life. Thank you.
Lose your blues and laugh at life. Jimmy Rivard, sometimes called Jimmy Reverend, and his Oklahoma Playboys. And that probably sounded like a country song to you. Western swing. Well, I got news for you. I got a version of it by Billie Holiday. You'd think it was a jazz song.
Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. Smile through your tears, laughing at life. No road is lonely if you were lonely. Lose all your blues, laughing at life.
Back then, songwriters used to write songs and let the artist interpret them. Nowadays, people just write songs for themselves. They put themselves in little boxes, ticky-tacky boxes. We've lost out on the whole art form of interpretive singing. That's no reason to laugh. And I ain't just whistling Dixie. Seriousness is an accident of time. It consists in putting too high a value on time. Eternity is a mere moment, just long enough for a joke. Hermann Hesse, spiritualist. Here's a couple of guys who have the last laugh. Mark Knopfler and Van Morrison, singing the song called The Last Laugh. You know these guys. I don't gotta tell you about them. Just listen.
Don't you love the sound of the last laugh, my friend? Don't you love the sound of the last laugh at the end? Down in the gutter where the mad old soldiers, down in the scuppers where the drunken sailors, down in the gutter where the mad old soldiers. But the last laugh, baby, is yours. And don't you love the sound of the last laugh going down?
Games you thought you'd learn, you neither lost nor won. Have crashed and burned. You still keep on keeping on. Out on the highway with the road gang working. Up on a mountain with a cold wind blowing. Out on the highway with the road band working. But the last laugh, baby, is yours. And don't you love the sound of the last laugh going down?
That was Mark Knopfler and Van Morrison, The Last Laugh. Speaking of laughs, do you recognize this one? That's right.
That's the Woody Woodpecker song.
It's Woody Woodpecker. Walter Lantz was on his honeymoon with his wife, Gracie. They kept hearing a woodpecker pecking on their roof. The difference between me and him is that it didn't drive him crazy. It inspired him. He created one of the most famous cartoon characters, Woody Woodpecker. Mel Blanc did the voice for the first three cartoons. After he left, Walter kept using Mel's distinctive laugh. Mel sued him for $500,000, saying he was using without his permission. Walter decided to replace him. He held anonymous auditions. You're never gonna guess who won. That's right, his wife Gracie, who was there on the honeymoon when inspiration and Woodpecker struck. Great job, Gracie. This is Theme Time Radio Hour, and we're discussing laughter in all of its various permutations. And one thing that's no laughing matter is pigeonholing. Sometimes people just want to think you can do one thing, and they trap you there and don't let you grow. Case in point, Gene Chandler. Gene Chandler is a much better singer than anybody knows. It was almost bad luck how big a hit Duke of Earl was. For the rest of his life, they used it like it was his middle name. Gene, Duke of Earl, Chandler. But he made wonderful, wonderful records. A lot of them with Curtis Mayfield. Here's one of his later soul records, After the Laughter, Gene Chandler. Gene Chandler. Now don't get me wrong, Duke of Earl is a great record, but it's just a shame that so few people know Gene Chandler's wide range of sweet Chicago soul. If you get a chance, check out a couple of his records. You won't be disappointed. Another guy who gets the short end of the stick is Sonny Bono. He wore a lot of different hats. He started out as a talent scout and producer for Art Roop over at Specialty Records. We all know he married Cher, had a bunch of hits with her, had a TV show, and entered politics. He was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 1994. He introduced the Sonny Bono Copyright Term Extension Act to benefit songwriters everywhere. Thank you, Sonny. Here he is, Salvatore Philip Bono, but you can call him Sonny, singing a song called Laugh at Me.
I never thought I'd cut a record by myself, but I got something I want to say. I want to say it for Cher, and I hope I say it for a lot of people.
Was Sonny Bono with Laugh at Me. Sonny came to a sad ending on January 5th, 1998, when he died suddenly of injuries resulting from hitting a tree while skiing. He was 62 years old. You know, we play a lot of music here on Theme Time Radio Hour, but I figured our laughter show is a good chance to play something else. In the early 50s, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding started out together on the radio in Boston. Though you might not have heard of them, they're very influential. Kurt Vonnegut Jr. wrote for them before he became a novelist. David Letterman once said, when he was in college and going on a date, he'd play the girl a Bob and Ray record. If she liked it, he knew it was going to be a good date. They wrote for Mad Magazine in the early days and ended up taking their act to Broadway with a show called The Two and Only. Here's Bob and Ray.
And a question man is here with another stack of mail in which there are questions to which he will offer the answer, I hope. How do you feel today, Mr.
All right, let's get to the mail quickly.
All right, here's the first one from a man in Massapequa, Long Island. He says, my friend and I are having a fight. How can I win as he's much bigger than I am?
I'm afraid it was Bill Terry in 1933.
Here's another one from all the way down in New Bern, North Carolina, from a lady who writes, my friend and I are having a fight. Did the United States ever have a woman president?
No, I believe it was in the late 1800s at the Delaware Water Gap.
A young married couple, Mr. Question Man from Philadelphia, writes, we're having an argument. What kind of a guy was Francis Scott Key?
I'm afraid that your friend lost that argument. No, that's the Amazon River.
A pupil in junior high school 93 in Brooklyn, New York, writes, my teacher and I have a bet. Did Eli Whitney or Elvis Presley invent the cotton gin?
No, three cities, Paris, Rome, and London.
And a nice lady in Duluth, Minnesota writes, I like your voice, Mr. Question Man. Can I come up and meet you sometime?
Oh, I'm afraid you won that argument. You can tell your friend that it flows northeastward and empties into the Atlantic Ocean at Newburyport.
And there's a second part to this question, P.S., Mr. Question Man.
Ted Williams.
Finally, a Marine in Camp Lejeune writes to ask, what time of the year does the yellow-shafted flicker molt?
Cumulus clouds, always.
So we hope that the Question Man has answered some of the problems bothering you listeners. If you have any, send them along. Next time, he will answer such questions as, I know how tall Mount Everest is in feet, but how many inches high is it?
That was Bob and Ray on Theme Time Radio Hour, where we're talking about laughter, chortles, guffaws, pee-hees, giggles, poops, hollers, snickers, ha-has, and other explosive ejaculations of mirth. I knew a lot about Bob and Ray. I don't know nothing about these next guys, except the 45 I have is on Fortune Records, which means at some point in their life, they were in Detroit. Here are the Gardenias. I'm laughing at you on Theme Time Radio Hour. I'm not actually laughing at you. That's just the name of the song. I'm laughing at you, the Gardenias. Author Joseph Hiller said, we do have a zeal for laughter in most situations, give or take a dentist. If you want to laugh at a movie, may I recommend A Day at the Races, starring the Marx Brothers. Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, starring Frankenstein. The Thin Man, William Powell and Myrna Loy. Arsenic and Old Lace, Bully. Born Yesterday, Broderick Crawford and Judy Holliday. Billy Wilder's cross-dressing classic, Some Like It Hot. And of course, we can't leave out Ben Stiller in Zoolander. I hear they're making a sequel. Someone else who made some great comedy movies was W.C. Fields, who said, start every day with a smile and get it over with.
Laugh and listen where the fun begins.
Ricky Gervais is a funny guy. Sometimes I ask him questions, and sometimes he lets me tape him. Listen to what he had to say.
I think that my hero of comedy would be, if I can have two, it would be Laurel and Hardy. Began and ended with them. Everything was done. They had that warmth, they had that dynamic, that relationship. You love them, you want to hug them. I think comedians should never be better than the audience. I had a comedian that comes out and he's slick and he's cool and he's got the one-liners. It won't resonate. It won't mean anything to me. I want a comedian who gets their hands dirty. You know, I've got to like someone to laugh at them. I just love everything about them. They were just lovable geniuses.
Toots and the Maytals were one of the great reggae bands. Toots recorded for Studio One and was on the fast track. However, in 1966, the band's musical career was rudely interrupted when Toots was arrested and imprisoned on drug possession charges. He got out toward the end of 1967 and started recording a string of hits with producer Leslie Kahn, including Pressure Drop, Monkey Man, the prison-themed 5446 Was My Number, and this one, When I Laugh, Toots and the Maytals. Toots and the Maytals, When I Laugh. Time for my favorite part of the show, where I get to communicate directly with you, electronically, via the email. Let's see what we got today. Today's email is from Alan Suskin. He writes us from Sedona, Arizona. Hey, that rhymes. He writes, Dear Theme Time, recently you played a song by Roy Brown called Laughing But Crying. Wow, it was really something. Did he always sound that sad? Concerned, Alan Suskin, Sedona, Arizona. P.S. More Bob Wills. Well, Alan, I promise we'll play more Bob Wills. But as far as Roy Brown goes, don't worry about him. He recorded plenty of happy songs, like this one, where he has positive glee over the possibility of revenge. Here's Roy Brown. I got the last laugh now. I found a gal sweeter than you.
Laugh now. I used to look high, used to look low, looking for my gal who didn't want me no more. That's all over now. May seem strange, but I changed. Hey, hey, pretty baby, I got the last laugh now. Oh, all night long, the whole day through, lonesome pretty baby, cause I couldn't find you. That's all over now. May seem strange, but I we'll
cats. You were so wild, poor child.
Vengeance is a dish best served cold, but Roy Brown turns up the heat as he gets the last laugh. Roy Brown, I got the last laugh now, on Theme Time Radio Hour, where laughter is the kind of the realm. One guy who had an interesting last laugh was Harry Einstein. He was a performer who performed under the name Parkyakakis, which was a Greek character he created for radio. He had a son, which he named Albert. That's right, Albert Einstein. But not that Albert Einstein. It was a bit of a joke. Well, Albert changed his name to Albert Brooks, and he tells the story about how his father died. His father was on the dais of a roast at the Friars Club for Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. The way Albert tells it, it was elegant. After he performed, they screamed and laughed. He went back to his seat, sat down, and passed on, right there. They stopped the dinner. They asked the classic question, is there a doctor in the house? The interesting thing is that he had a chance to finish. He didn't die in the middle of a line, and that's something. Here's a little bit of that final routine at the Lucy and Desi roast.
It now becomes my most pleasant duty to officially welcome perhaps the most talented, the best loved.
There was a whole bunch of cool, sultry female jazz singers in the late 50s. Julie London was probably the best known, but there was also June Christie, Helen O'Connell, and this lady, Chris Connor. She was featured with the lyrical pianist Claude Thornhill and his orchestra. She later sang with Stan Kenton and made records on her own, like this one. Her version of the standard, They All Laughed. Here's Chris Connor on Theme Time Radio Hour.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi Wallace was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. Laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you, said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, hee, hee. Let's at the past laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Who's got the last laugh now?
Who's got the last laugh now? Chris Connor. If they laughed at Columbus, they were wrong. Actually, in 1492, most people knew the world was round. Columbus was trying to find a shorter route to the Indies. He wanted to spread Christianity, obtain more wealth for himself and his queen. No laughing matter there. Wilbur and Orville Wright made the first controlled, powered, heavier-than-air flight on December 17th, 1903. And that's nothing to laugh at. Guglielmo Marconi was a Nobel laureate. He developed a practical wireless telegraphing system, commonly known as the radio, much like what I'm on right now. Let's take a moment out and hear something by another funny guy. Here's a couple of seconds of Richard Pryor, one of the funniest stand-up comedians who ever lived.
I've been married about four times. Married to the white and the black. I'm telling you, this is a bitch. There is no difference except subtle shit you can pull on the white women that you can't pull on black women. You know, like in an argument or something, you can pull that shit like, hey, baby, it's a black thing. Well, black man, you don't understand or get the motivation of the black man, you understand?
Oh, yes, dear, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
There's lots of ways to laugh. You can laugh behind somebody's back. You can laugh at somebody's expense. And you can laugh up your sleeve. In the 16th century, it was fashionable for men to wear shirts that had fluffy sleeves. The sleeves were so big that whenever someone wanted to laugh secretly, he could hide his face in them. Those around him, especially those he was laughing at, would not have a clue what he was doing. I think I would have known. We got time for about one more. Here's a group that epitomizes the Philly sound. Produced by Tom Bell for Atlantic Records. Here are the Spinners, originally from Detroit, Michigan, with Living Just a Little, Laughing Just a Little. Laugh everyone at the clown.
Laugh everyone at the clown. He's the best one in town. Ride on his merry-go-round, spinning faster than sound. Laugh as the funny man cries, though his makeup is smeared. Laugh at his comical tears as he thinks of the years.
That was the Detroit Spinners, living just a little, laughing just a little, ain't easy. Well, it ain't easy to say goodbye either, but I gotta do it. I don't want to go, but I got to go. Time is up. Let me just leave you with the words of one of the wisest men I know, Uncle Milty, Milton Berle. He said, and he knows what he's talking about, laughter is an instant vacation. You got it, Uncle Milty. I'm gonna go have myself a vacation. See you next week on Theme Time Radio Hour, your home for themes, dreams, and humorous schemes.
You've been listening to Theme Time Radio Hour with your host, Bob Dylan. Produced by Eddie Gorodetsky. Associate producer, Sonny Webster. Continuity by Eats Martin. Edited by Damian Rodriguez. Supervising editor, Rob McCumber. The Theme Time Research Team, Diane Lapson and Bernie Bernstein, with additional research by Lynn Sheridan, Kimberly Williams, and Robert Bauer. Production assistance by Jim McBeam. Special thanks to Randy Azradi, Debbie Sweeney, Coco Shinomiya, and Samson's Diner. For XM Radio, Lee Abrams. Recorded at Studio B, the Abernathy Building. Studio engineer, Tex Carbone. This has been a Greywater Park production in association with Big Red Tree. This is your announcer, Pierre Mancini, speaking. Join us again next week for Theme Time Radio Hour when the subject is... Heart.